Buck, is that you?
Yes, it is.
Yay.
I'm trying to make a deal here, guys. Come on.
What deal?
You could break
it. Run it by us, and we'll let you know whether or not we think you should make the deal.
Right now, we're trying to get a little more cream for the coffee. It's pretty tough here at Offerland.
Make that deal.
Yeah.
Make that deal.
Yeah, we did.
All right, thanks for joining us. Better late than never. We're talking with Buck Showalter. So let's get right
I thought I was on time. Now, hold on. Let's not make everybody I'm late.
You were on time.
I don't do late. They told me 9:50.
Yeah, we were early.
Okay, good. Yeah. Oh, anybody thinking I'm late?
I think they forgot to tell you were 9:40. They originally said 9:50. But whatever. We were talking a little bit about some of your comments down there earlier this week. Chris Davis, what's his ideal position next year, Buck?
In our batting order, having a great offensive year, that's his ideal position. The good thing about the versatility of our guys, Chris has showed that he could play left field and right field for us at a certain level. We have a pretty good feel for that. And first base, Chris has got off to a tough start defensively, and his track record shows that he's a lot better first baseman. I have a lot of hope that
– But he doesn't want to be a DH at this age, right, Buck?
Who does?
Right.
Chris is an athletic guy for a big, strong guy. I think he has the capability to play first base. We're still trying to work something out with Mark Reynolds, which might change some things, but I like where we are with that.
Buck Showalter, our guest from the Winter Meetings. Buck, I don't know if you can gauge this. It's kind of a feel for it, but what's the difference in the media scrutiny and interest in you this year down there than years past? We're just talking. I remember just a couple of years ago, I'd get angry because they'd show the AL East on ESPN. It wouldn't even include the Orioles in the discussion on the graphic. That's how little respect the club got. And now, I heard, was it John Kruk was talking about?
Yeah,
John
Kruk.
Josh Hamilton should come to the O's and all this stuff.
Well, ESPN hasn't requested any of our guys, and that's okay. But yesterday, the first question, every manager has a half-hour media session where you're available. And they asked me the first question, what's the difference this year so far in the meetings for you guys and whatever. I said, well, I had 5 guys here last year, and I got about 40 here. that's one thing. I think there's a lot of curiosity, and I kind of like it. They're kind of trying to figure out, what's going on with the Orioles, and I'll let them keep wondering. But it's not nearly as complicated as they try to make it out to be. But, walking around I try to stay out of the lobby here because it's really turned into a job seekers thing. But I got to tell you, people kind of look at you now as you're walking around. Our scouts have been talking about it. We got a lot of people coming up to us and initiating things. And, like I've said a couple times already, until people value our players like we value them, we will hold on to them.
Talking with probably our favorite guest, right? Buck's probably our favorite guest to have on the show. Right here in the Norris and Davis Show.
And we said that when you're off the air, too.
We do.
Come on, guys. You got to have it. It's a slow day. Come on.
No.
Who the Ravens got this week?
The Redskins.
Ah, jeez. We're up in Washington?
Yes. RG3. Did you watch the game on Monday?
Made me sick. Army-Navy game is in Philly, right?
In Philly on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's on my bucket list. I want to drive to Philly from Baltimore. I'm flying to Baltimore tomorrow. I'm looking forward to getting back there.
You've never been to an Army-Navy game?
No, that's what I wanted.
That's something to say.
It's great.
Yep.
It is. I'll tell you a funny story. Army-Navy game, I took my son to the game in Baltimore a number of years ago, and National Anthem, he was probably, I'm going to guess about 8 at the time, and when it comes to the O part, he yells out O, and nobody else in the section. He looks at me, and he says, Dad, no one here is an Orioles fan?
Oh, gosh.
I said, I guess they don't do it in an Army-Navy game.
Oh, my gosh, that's funny. Our team physician is a Navy doctor, and he does a great job. I'm hoping I might fly over to Philly. Was that about a 3-hour drive?
No, 90 minutes.
Really?
It's only 90 miles from here.
I wish it was played here.
Take the train.
We'll get a Rule 5 draft coming up tomorrow. That's what we're grinding on this morning here in the room. We had a pretty nice Rule 5 pick last year in Ryan Flaherty.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. All right, so speaking of Ryan Flaherty, I was going to ask you about second base. We've been trying to handicap this position a little bit. You got Casillo, who you picked up from the Twins. You got Ryan Flaherty, Brian Roberts, who is, I think, no one really knows. Does anyone have the inside track? Is it a 3-man competition? How does this play out?
Well, we're trying to re-sign Quintanilla. I think that he wants to come back to us. This is another thing that's going on here, the 6-year free agents and different things. It's a place that, we offer so much opportunity to people and are able to show that, we're kind of men of our word that you're going to get an opportunity. That's because regardless of what payrolls turn to, we can always offer something other people can't, and that's opportunity. So that's something different here. We have a lot of people coming to us. But, you know, Brian Roberts is having a great offseason. Brian's always been an extremely hard worker, and, you know, I've stayed in contact and talking with him and all the players. I like where he is physically. You know, the concussion is a, you know, it's never completely out of your mind, so to speak, but physically, he has nothing going on there. And, you know, the hip surgery. So, you know, he's a full go. I mean, he's doing things none of our players are doing. He's doing it 5-6 days a week. I'm going to see Brian at Christmas. He's coming to Dallas where his sister is. And I like his chances. And there's a real, you know, and I know a lot of people might roll their eyes and think that, you know, I've heard this before, but I got a good feeling on Brian. I really do. But we have some good what-ifs in place. Mm-hmm. I bet Jonathan Scope's doing well, and he's coming fast.
Buck Showalter, our guest this morning. But the AL East in general, do you think the power may be shifting a little bit? The Red Sox look like they've, I don't think they really made themselves that much better with the last couple of moves.
I kind of chuckle when people say, well, they're really not going to spend any money to move this stuff. You've been watching them the last 2 or 3 days?
Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
A lot of money.
They're kind of stuck on $39 million, aren't they?
Yeah, I just think they're overspending, though, for what they're getting. But okay. What about
you know what, guys? I don't really dwell on what Toronto's doing, Boston's doing, Yankees are doing. Tampa Bay just traded for Escobar, shortstop, $5 million. It's about us. We got to, you know, and I tell the guys all the time, let's take care of our business. Let's make sure that Ryan Flaherty's playing in winter ball in Dominican Republic and making up for his at-bats. Pedro Strop's over there. You know, let's make sure that we know whether or not Jim Johnson and Chen and all these guys are going to pitch in WBC. Is that a good move or not a good move? And what everybody else is doing, you know, God bless all of them. And the power and, you know, the Yankees, you know, I chuckle when they're, you know, talking about woe is me. With some things that they have happened. You know, it is what it is. You know, nobody's going to feel sorry for you. You know, just compete, and that's what we're going to do.
Well, speaking of the offseason, how about your young pitchers, like, you know, Gausman and Bundy? What are they doing this offseason?
Well, in some cases, I hope nothing.
Okay.
You know, sometimes, you know, there is a period where the human shoulder and elbow needs downtime and do nothing. And I'm a little careful about, you know, calling these guys too much because they need some time off of me. They need to get away from, you know, the constant, you know, someone talking to them. It's very important. Some of the best development of players is in the off season. You know, there's about a 2-week period where they kind of look around. They may be watching a college football game or something, and the light goes on. But our guys are getting after it. I know, Bray, we got workout camps on both coasts going, so, and in the middle, so that guys have 3 areas that they can go to do things. We're getting ready to start up and. Sarasota in January 1, and camp starts a lot earlier this year because of the World Baseball Classic, and don't get me started on that.
Yeah. Oh, I am going to get you started on that because I know you're going to answer the question. So, you know what? This sounded like a great idea originally until when we weren't contending, Buck, I didn't care who went and played. Now, all of a sudden, I look at this team. I don't want one of my guys going out and wasting innings there and getting potentially hurt there. What guys are at risk of going to, and I hate to say at risk, but of going to the WBC?
Well, you know, it's something that we can't call the player and say don't do it. You know, there's certain guidelines they have in place. This guy is a risk with your doctor. Like Jim Johnson has an asterisk next to him. And, you know, Jimmy can make the decision, and I don't think you're going to see Jim go. Chen has to make the decision for Taiwan. Obviously, that's a huge thing for him and his country. I don't think you're going to see Wei Yan go. We have a non-roster catcher from Australia that's going to catch for them, who won't be in camp now, Miguel. And we have Chris Robinson, a catcher, that's going to catch for Canada. There's a couple other there. I think you're going to probably see Pedro Strop pitch for Dominican. You think about Petey being selected one of the 10 or 12 pitchers from Dominican Republic to pitch for their world baseball team. That's pretty cool. I think it's a huge deal, guys, quite frankly, outside of the United States team, so to speak. And it is what it is. And powers that be know a lot more about it than me. I think it's a great thing, and God bless them. I'm about the Orioles. Anything that kind of gets in our way of trying to get our club ready, potentially. But here's the deal. Instead of complaining about it, you know, I hate people always complain about a schedule or complain about this. You better have a solution. I just wish they'd extend the All-Star break and have it during that period when guys are completely healthy and in the middle of their season, their arms and legs and everything's, you know, full go.
All right, Buck. I don't care about the World Baseball Classic anymore. Now that you guys are in it, I don't care. It just, I don't know that there's a, really a place for it. Yeah. But, you know, they're just, there's not 2 weeks. These guys play enough as it is. Season's long enough as it is. Thank you, Buck. We'll talk to you soon. Good luck making that move for that cream and sugar, okay?
Hey, guys, anytime. I appreciate you having me on.